Today's topic is how to pause, shift, and reconnect with Linda Strauss.
Welcome to the Well Woman Show, where we interview women executives, leaders, and entrepreneurs.
And you're listening to the Well Woman Show,
where motivated women achieve fulfillment and well-being.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show.
Take time for myself by coming to things like Well Woman Drinks.
To be accepting of myself no matter what. Step away from judgment as much as possible.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show.
You're going to be in for a good ride. I don't regret anything. Everything I've ever done, I've learned from it, one way or another, good or bad.
Being a little bit selfish for yourself, you know, put your own oxygen mask on first and then give what's left.
I'm a woman. I would prefer to tell my own story. My story, though it's very personal, is universal.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show. And now your host, Giovanna Rossi.
Hi, Giovanna Rossi here, and welcome to another episode of The Well Woman Show, where I interview women leaders, executives, and entrepreneurs about their lives and their road to becoming and being who they are today. Are you feeling burned out or finding it hard to focus on your goals? Or are you in transition? Well, you're not alone. We all need to activate our superpowers. These are the internal strengths and abilities we all already have but don't use all the time. Superpowers can be cultivated, and they include empathy, love, intuition, courage, and more. Now, before I bring on my guest, as always, this episode is brought to you by Well Woman Life, a global community of women living our best lives. Whether it's your health, relationships, your money, or making an impact in your community and the world, Well Woman Life has you covered. You've made a commitment to not settle, to use your voice, and to live your best life. Well Woman Life offers annual memberships, workshops, and retreats to support you. Check out wellwomanlife.com/Facebook to join our growing community. Now back to the show. Today's topic is how to pause, shift, and reconnect with Linda Strauss. And hopefully by the end of the show, you'll be inspired to take a moment to reflect, shift your flow, and reconnect as part of a process called Becoming a Totally Responsible Person, or TRP. My guest today is Linda Strauss, owner of Strauss HR Consulting, and she provides services such as leadership development, coaching, and career advisement to professionals in all industries and levels, preparing them for success in their next steps. She's also known to rock out in the band Hella Bella. In this episode, Linda and I talk about how to be positive, productive, and effective, why you can't fast-track wisdom, and the three competencies in the Becoming a Totally Responsible Person course. The free giveaway today is a handout describing these three competencies. They are awareness, reversing the flow, and the importance of purpose. And you can get it at wellwomanlife.com/090show. I love this giveaway because it lays out the three main steps in the model we discuss on the show today to help you have clear purpose in life and be more effective. You can also join the conversation in the Well Woman Life community group at wellwomanlife.com/Facebook. And I want to let you know, I received so many responses after the Well Woman Superpower Retreat about the transformation framework for badass women that I presented there. And so I've had lots of people giving such great feedback, and people who did not attend the retreat really wanting to learn this transformation framework. I am going to be holding a free webinar for members of the Well Woman Life community. So in order to become a member, you need to go to wellwomanlife.com/membership. And there are all kinds of great benefits to being members, including weekly life hacks for living your best life and monthly deep dive workshops with amazing speakers. I really do have the most amazing speakers, I have to say. This past retreat was just off the charts. It was amazing. And so I welcome you to join us. Definitely. If you're part of the Facebook group, wellwomanlife.com/Facebook, that's great. What I want you to do is take the next step and join our membership at wellwomanlife.com/membership. Now to my interview with Linda Strauss. I'm speaking today with Linda Strauss. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Giovanna. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to talk to you. You have been doing all kinds of things. We've run into each other in different
ways. But today we're going to talk about who you are in the world and what you bring to women and people in general, but we talk about women on this show. So, Linda, who are you in the world today?
Oh, I love that question. Well, I'm a human resources professional because we don't like talking about ourselves, but since you're inviting me, who am I in the world today? I run a business. So I'm a human resources consultant, including conducting training like the one we'll talk about today. I am a mother and a spouse, and I'm also a musician in a band.
Cool. What's the band?
The band is called Hella Bella, and our singer is a 6'5" drag queen in stocking feet.
Oh, wow.
Without the wig. So with the wig and the shoes, we're talking 7+ feet tall, and we play rock and roll covers and just have a great time. And I play cello and rhythm guitar and tambourine for that band and sing backup.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. That's great. So tell me, Linda, what are you working on and how does it impact women's lives and well-being?
Sure. So, well, I'll get to the class because we'll probably talk the most about that. But my professional motto is helping people get out of their own way. And so when I'm consulting with clients, even if I'm not like super locked into the kind of business they do, those are individuals that work there. So if I can help the managers and the leaders coach the individual employees better, it helps people reach their potential and be more engaged in work and enjoy work since we spend so much of our lives at work. So I like to support people and women in that way. You and I have crossed paths on initiatives concerning families and how women and parents can get best supported by their companies, you know, and have that work-life balance so that we can focus on our families as well.
So let me ask you, when you coach managers and leaders, what makes a good leader?
What makes a good leader? Listening is very important. Putting our ego aside is very important. Being locked into the mission of the organization, as well as helping employees be focused on the mission of the organization, is very important. Understanding what motivates each individual. Some people do go to work just to earn the paycheck. Some people go to work because they're passionate about what they do or for whom they do it. So a good leader is also going to keep that person reminded of those things.
And I find the idea of listening so interesting because it is one of those things that just sounds really easy, but actually it takes a real level of awareness to really listen, because in order to listen, you have to stop talking.
Yeah.
So you have to put your own agenda aside, right?
And not just stop talking with your mouth, but also in your head so that you're really listening to the words that person is saying. So when I get to teach active listening, which I love to do, if I'm teaching performance management or how to give feedback and I have the time, I will take the class through active listening. So that has to do with letting go of our agenda in our judgment of what the person is saying and simply reframing it, paraphrasing it back to the person to make sure we understand what they're saying. And that's without judgment.
So that is something that I often talk about on the Well Woman Show, judgment, because we judge other people all the time and we judge ourselves too. And judgment is something that really is so difficult to actually work with because it's so ingrained. We're so used to, I mean, everything. We judge everything. Every minute of the day, we're looking and talking to people, judging everything that we see and hear. So how do you begin to walk someone through putting that aside?
We really have to reawaken people's curiosity of what the other person is saying, to be truly curious of where that person is coming from, as opposed to what we think about where that person is coming from.
Yeah.
So it takes a bit of selflessness.
Yeah. And it takes detaching, right?
Yes.
You have to really not be attached to what you think you know in that moment. Mm-hmm. And I think this is so incredibly important for leadership right now because of what we're seeing in the world and in our communities. And so if we could literally teach this to managers and leaders everywhere, what would that look like? I mean, it would be amazing.
It would be amazing. I'm trying to picture that image you threw out there. I think people would be a lot more relaxed. And, you know, what does it feel like to feel understood? You know, what does it feel like to ask people questions? And this is what you're doing right now. You're asking other people questions because you're probably sincerely curious about what people have to say. So if everyone could be a guest on a radio show all day, what would that feel like? They would feel really supported and really listened to.
Mm. Yeah, I love that. And we'll put something about this in the show notes because I really want people to be able to dig a little deeper into this idea of becoming more unattached to what they think they know. Mm-hmm. Because until we do that, we can't really approach a situation without judgment. So that's very interesting. And I think this might relate to the becoming the totally responsible person, which is the course that you teach. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. And this course has really informed so much of my work. It has to do with basically having a positive attitude, which we can use for everything. So I might take a module of this class and put it in front of any technical lesson I'm about to teach. After this, I'm teaching performance management to managers at Anderson School. So I'll take the feedback module from the TRP, Becoming the Totally Responsible Person class, and first get the people in the class inspired to give feedback. As a whole, Becoming the Totally Responsible Person, or TRP for short, is a workshop about learning how to stay positive, productive, and effective no matter what. Between us chickens that understand this term, it's really about emotional intelligence, but it is not a lecture about what emotional intelligence is. It's really a practical application of emotional intelligence where we start with becoming aware of when we tend to get negative or judgmental or any of those things that might get in our way. And then through that awareness, we're then able to shift into more productive thoughts and statements and behaviors. And then the third core concept is to stay locked into our purpose and our mission. And I find that stories of things like civil rights, the civil rights struggles, serve as really good examples of people that let go of their reactivity in order just to be warriors towards a higher purpose. Hmm. Because if every time people fighting for civil rights reacted to the way they were confronted, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Yeah, they had to really embody those core competencies that you just outlined. So let's take them one by one real quick, if mm-hmm. we can. The first one is to become aware. Mm-hmm. So what is one sort of thing that you can help listeners do to achieve that?
Just kind of know thyself. So next time you're cut off in traffic, that's a stimulus. That's a circumstance. Most of us, our inclination is probably to be angry. What's behind that is we're actually scared, because when we're caught off in traffic, that's a big metal vehicle that just threatened our lives. So before we even realize we're scared, we're angry, because in our jungle mind, we need to defend ourselves. But in modern society, is pouncing on another animal like we're in the jungle going to serve us in our daily lives? And I say no.
But that's going through a whole process of some decision making, but the first step, you're saying, is the awareness.
The awareness is the first step.
And then so, the second step?
And then once we've gained that awareness, once we say, oh, my heart is beating faster, or I'm having those thoughts, unproductive negative thoughts or judgments, then we can kind of, I find myself like I'm almost in a bubble where, as if time stands still, where I can now make a decision. Oh, you know, I can say to myself, okay, Linda, you're going there. Do you want to go there or do you want to choose something else? And I'm able to make a choice and mm-hmm. respond instead of react. And in that moment of choice, I can choose character. So, you know, hopefully we all know that the character traits that are important to us, how do we want other people to refer to us? What do we want our epitaph to read as far as what character traits we embody or just what feels good for us to be? And like, know those things about yourself. And that's your opportunity to demonstrate that during those little things every day that will surely happen. They're all what we call opportunities for learning and growth.
And then the final step is the purpose, being committed to your purpose.
Right. So if we can learn how to become aware and then respond instead of react and choose character, the other thing is to know what our purpose is, what our mission is, and so when those little things do pop up, because they will, that it doesn't matter because something matters more. And that's our purpose matters more. So if I have a hard time like finding this place or what have you, that's just stimulus. If I, you know, someone doesn't take their turn properly at the four-way stop on my way here, I could focus on that and I could get here really charged up and give a bad interview. But my higher purpose is to help people get out of their way. And so that requires that I show up here fresh and focused to talk about that.
So when you say going back to your purpose, it's not your purpose in that moment. It's your overall life purpose.
Yeah.
Bringing that into every situation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that. Okay. I'm speaking with Linda Strauss, owner of Strauss HR Consulting, and you're listening to The Well Woman Show. We just were talking about her approach to leadership and consulting with managers and leaders in the workplace. And we also heard about the course that she teaches called Becoming the Totally Responsible Person, or TRP. And it occurs to me, Linda, that that the people who probably take this course are might not be the ones who really need it. Like the people who really need this course, it may not even be in their awareness that they need to take this course. How do you deal with that?
Well, so I think some employers do send employees that they feel really need it. And as much as I would love to get in front of every human being with this material, because I know how much it's helped me as a person, a woman, a mother, a spouse, it really only takes one person to shift the conversation. So maybe if we're not that person who's in dire need of this, we will have those people in our lives. We'll have people that are in what we call the victim mentality. And so it really gives us tools to deal with other people in the victim mentality, which would probably be my way of describing the kind of people that you're talking about, the ones that we might say really need this class. And I would say we all need this. I was in pretty good shape when I came upon this material, but I had a long way to go, apparently. And I have new opportunities every day to learn and grow instead of react and feel sorry for myself and let things get to me and take things personally. All those things that get in the way of my higher purpose and are just kind of not fun to be around.
Right. Yeah. You actually feel better when you're connected.
Absolutely.
To your higher purpose. What if you don't know what your higher purpose is for people who are listening, who are thinking, oh, well, that's all very well that you have this very clear purpose. What about if people don't have that? Do you have an exercise or something that walks people through finding that?
That's a good question. I collaborate with a couple that do something called the Passion Test. They facilitate the Passion Test.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a book that's available as well. But even if most of us, you know, might say, I don't know what my life calling is. Well, I know that one of my purposes is to be a great mom. So will chasing this person that just cut me off on the highway help me be a great mom?
Right. Yeah. So you can pull in all different areas of your life.
Definitely.
Okay, I want to move on to our segment called Superpowers for Success and ask you a few quick questions here.
Okay.
But first, a quick word from our sponsor. Being a well woman includes being financially healthy. Our sponsors, Lorraine L. and Kate Stalter of Better Money Decisions, are on a mission to eliminate complexity and confusion from your financial life. They replace Wall Street jargon with straightforward talk you can understand, and they create investment and retirement plans customized for your needs and your future. Download a free copy of their latest book, Don't Let Your Money Kick the Bucket Before You Do, and learn how to avoid the biggest mistakes women make when planning for retirement. Go to bettermoneydecisions.com/wellwoman and download your free book today.
Linda, what does success in life mean for you?
Life to me is a series of moments. And so success in life, I think, is being present and happy in the moment and helping other people do the same. So if most of my moments can be geared towards that, then I think overall that's a success.
Yeah. And I think that's so interesting because someone listening could say, well, that's all very well. You have your own business. You have, whatever privileges or things. You can be happy, but look at me. I have all of this, hardship. And so being happy, it really relates to what we just talked about the bringing awareness and then shifting and then connecting to your purpose.
Yeah. And if we all think about like who in our lives really inspires us, like I'm sure we all have hopefully at least one person in our life. And so if it's someone we don't know personally, maybe it's a public figure that we think really gets it right. And if it is someone we know, it's that person that we're the best version of ourselves when we're around them. And not because we're putting on airs, but because they really inspire that in us. And so I'm going to guess that whoever that person is for us, it's not because the red carpet was rolled out for them their whole lives. It's usually because they've gone through some considerable adversity and hardship and have made a choice to be that person. Mm-hmm. And so the good news is that we can be that person for other people. I've had significant challenges and adversity in my life. And so my behavior and attitude, every day is a choice. Every moment, it's a choice.
Okay. And Linda, when did you know you were really good at what you do?
Ooh, that's a good question. You get into that flow state first. So I knew it was really good for me and that it was working for me. And I felt like, okay, I'm locked into something. And just getting that positive feedback from clients, people in my classes that tell me how they're having these aha moments and how they're going to use it and committing to that and having them come back and say to what result and things like that. And I do coaching of individuals as well as helping people in with their career. Mm. So I use this in other areas too.
Okay. And Linda, can you describe a personal habit that contributes to your well-being?
That's a really good question. Personal habit that contributes to my well-being. I think just really practicing that awareness and not getting sucked into the victim mentality, because it sure would be easy. So I think my personal habit to choose character and choose to respond instead of react.
So what does that look like in your sort of daily life? Do you do meditation or do you have some sort of ritual or practice that you do?
I applaud people that have the patience for meditation. I have not achieved the quieting of the mind except through doing things. That's why I like music, because I can be doing something and let go of other thoughts. So it really is just maintaining that awareness in as many moments as I can.
Yeah. And what superpower did you discover you had only to realize it was there all the time?
I think just belief in myself. And as we were talking just a little bit earlier, I was thinking of the Rumi quote, maybe you're looking in the branches for what's really in the roots, or some version of that. So, I think helping people and finding it from within myself instead of through things or external circumstances. Yeah. I think it's kind of, we all have it inside all along.
And when did you figure that out? I mean, because that's a big deal, right? Believing in ourselves. And I think it's a long, it's a journey, and we're not always just like there, you know? So do you remember how you, and it's not sort of like overnight or, you know, happening in an instant, but do you remember sort of the journey of that happening?
That's a good question. I would have to say, you know, it's two things. It was really becoming a student of this material that I teach, because I was a student of it first, and then starting to teach it, and becoming a mother, because you just got to step up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I often say that we teach what we need to learn. So,
yeah.
Right. And we create what we want to see in the world. So what advice would you give your 25-year-old self?
Wow, that's a great question. That's a really good question. And I don't know. You know, maybe just look within instead of without. Although I had to go through everything I went through to get where I am. So I don't know that you can fast track wisdom.
Yeah.
Right. Or experience.
Yeah. People answer that question so differently. And it's interesting because, you know, we can sort of answer that question with some sort of regret, like, oh, I wish I would have done that. I would have told myself this. And then other people say, well, I wouldn't have listened.
Yeah.
To any of it anyway.
Exactly.
So.
It's just like becoming a parent. Someone could tell you till they turn blue in the face, like, it's the best thing you'll ever do. And you're never going to feel like you are rested, or, you know, whatever those things people tell you, you'll never feel as much love as you do for your child. It falls on deaf ears until you have a kid and you're like, oh, that's what they were talking about.
Right.
But they could have never like made me feel that before it happened to me.
Yeah. Okay. Do you identify as a feminist?
I would say so. Yeah.
On this show, we identify, or we define that as working for social, economic, or political equality. And so I always like to talk about that because it means, the word carries so much meaning for different people. So it's an interesting question. And last question, Linda, what are you reading right now? What's on your nightstand?
Okay. So what's on my nightstand is, I think it's called Understanding Your Child's Chronic Pain. My son has a disability, which currently includes having chronic pain. And so I'm, you know, doing some legwork to figure out how to alleviate that as much as possible.
Wow. Okay. And anything else that you're reading?
Anything else on my nightstand? Well, I read my TRP book because I teach out of it. My husband and I went to a great couples workshop. And so that work, I'm like all about process. I'm like a total nerd for process. And so we went to a workshop, that uses a process called Imago. And the workshop was called Getting the Love You Want by Harville Hendricks. And so I keep that by my nightstand because we try to follow the process we were taught to work through, you know, any kind of misunderstanding we may have had that day in a really safe kind of way that honors the space between us. Back to the listening, a lot of active listening involved in that.
Yeah. Well, Linda, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. I'm going to put the links and things that we talked about and how people can contact you in our show notes at wellwomanlife.com/KUNM. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks, Giovanna, for what you do.
That's it for our show today. Remember, if you need support to live your Well Woman life, head over to wellwomanlife.com/Facebook to join us. Our monthly live event, Well Woman Drinks, brings women together to share our successes and challenges as women, leaders, moms, aunts, sisters, and all the other roles we carry. If you'd like to attend a Well Woman Drinks near you, or if there isn't one in your city yet and you'd like to start one, email info@wellwomanlife.com. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment and subscribe in iTunes and leave a review. This helps raise visibility, which is super helpful when it comes to producing the show every week. For feedback, comments, or just to let me know you were listening today, find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @WellWomanLife. I'm Giovanna Rossi for The Well Woman Show. Until next time, have a super powerful week.